The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And they brought their boats to the shore. They left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
I want to welcome as a special guest Father Luis Espinosa from St. Agnes Church in downtown LA. He's going to talk to us today first about the gospel, give us a nice little homily on it, and then also talk to us about how Together in Mission helps him and his parish.
Thank you, Father Andrew. Let's start with the first reading and the gospel, brothers and sisters. There's a phrase that the first reading begins with. It says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord," says the prophet Isaiah. And there's a lot of context. There is a lot of stuff that's happening within Isaiah. He's wondering about what's going to happen with the people of God. Uzziah was one of the better kings. He was one of the ones that work and establish a lot of things for the people of God. And so he's wondering what's going to happen to them. Where will they go for guidance? Who's going to lead them now? And as he looks around, the prospects don't look too bright. Things don't look very nice. And so he's got a little fear. He's got a little anxiety and uncertainty going on inside him as he's inside the temple and as he has this vision of God. And I wonder if we could also contextualize, maybe think about our own personal stories, where we find ourselves today. And if we could use the same line from that the prophet Isaiah spoke and say something like, "In the year that," and you know, recently I've been celebrating a lot of funerals, so maybe some of us may have to say, "In the year that my loved one died," or "In the year that COVID closed my church and then reopened," or "In the year that my leaders disappointed me in Congress." But maybe that's not just one year, maybe that's a lot of years. And we can think about the times, the moments where we find ourselves in, and we can certainly notice also the anxiety and the fear that may be happening around us as this variant continues to maybe hopefully decrease here around us. But maybe the important part of that sentence, it's not so much in the year that everything seems to be falling apart, but rather that I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. Isaiah seems to be saying that in the moment when he had no one else to turn to, he had nowhere else to go, in the moment when there are gaps and voids left behind by our human frailty, that God steps in to fill that gap, to fill that void. And he says, I saw the Lord. And there's something that is similarly happening in the gospel, except it's a bit more about the failure that Simon is experiencing. He's a skilled fisherman, and he's worked hard, but he has nothing to show as he comes back to the shore. And I know that most of us are not fishermen ourselves or fisherwomen, but I think we can relate. And I think that this is also very important for us, because all of us maybe have worked hard at relationships or at our careers or jobs, maybe in our ministries. And maybe also have nothing to show for the sacrifice and the struggle and the hard work that we've put in, just like Simon. And maybe we're ready to say, you know what, I'm tired, I'm done. And, you know, sometimes I wonder why God shows up in these moments, whether it be for the prophet Isaiah when he's in the temple and he's experiencing this anxiety, this angst about what's going to happen with the people and who the next king is going to be and where they're going and headed, or with Simon when he's sort of about to give up. I wonder about God's timing. Because sometimes I say, I wish you showed up sooner. But maybe it's a perfect time for God to show up. Because it seems that, yeah, when our human frailty leaves those gaps and that space, it's also a moment where our hearts tend to be more open. Our minds tend to be more open. Our ears tend to be more open to God's presence, to God's word, to God's invitation, where our eyes seem to open wide to be able to have that vision. And that's the moment when God usually shows up to fill that void, to step into that gap. And he gets into Simon's boat. He gets into Simon's life. And I think that he comes into our own lives, into that context, into that particular story that we go through and that some of us are carrying. And he speaks to that reality, to that lived experience. And he invites us to go back into deep water. And most of us will probably say with Simon, God, I know better than you. I've already been there and done that. And I tried it and I'm done and I'm tired and I'm exhausted. But because you're asking me and because you've jumped into my boat, into my life, I will set out once again. And I will lower my nets. And I think that that's really what the invitation of the gospel is today, my dear brothers and sisters, as well as the first reading. It's an invitation to recognize that God wants a real relationship with us. That it's not just that God wants us to be good and of service and to love, but that God is also speaking and listening. God wants to relate to you and to me and to get into our boats and invites us to trust and to have the courage to move into areas and spaces and realities and situations that may be challenging and uncomfortable at times, but that will allow us to see His presence, and that will change our vision and our world if we allow Him to work through us and with us. As we heed His voice and as we trust Him with faith. In those moments in our lives when our human frailty has left all those voids behind, God shows up, God steps in, and invites us to trust. Amen? I'd like to share also a bit about Together in Mission, my dear brothers and sisters, and just the amazing work that we're able to experience thanks to generosity of the people of God, such as yourselves. And first and foremost, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your generosity. This is a parish that is always very generous with Together in Mission, and I'm very grateful. And so I'd like to just maybe share a couple of stories from my parish and from my school. At my school, we have this young kid. He's a third grader. His name's Adan, Spanish for Adam. And he's a bright kid. He's very lively, and he has way too much energy. Maybe I'm just getting old, I don't know, but I just got to tell you, relax, Adam, just go back to your seat. And he's a wonderful kid. Last year he did his first communion, and now he's serving as an altar server. And you could see how proud he is when he carries the cross down the aisle of the church. He still has a hard time holding it together because it's a bit heavier for him, but he's growing in his faith. He's growing in knowledge. He lives in the neighborhood with his mom. They live by themselves in a small room that they rent in a neighboring house that rents rooms. And she's a single mom. And so she came to us about 3 years ago asking if it would be possible for her son to receive a Catholic education. And the answer would have been no. You know, we have some of the lower tuitions in the area at my school. And it turned out that the answer was yes, because of Together in Mission, because of the Catholic Education Foundation. And so it seems that somehow God is always able to step into those gaps that are left behind by human frailty. And I thank you for your willingness to support Together in Mission, because it supports children like Adam and the many schools of the Archdiocese where Together in Mission makes a huge difference. So thank you very much for that. And when it comes to my parish, I mean, it's a parish and school, okay? They're together. I just want to give you a little story. And my parish is a working class parish. Most of the men and women that gather to celebrate the sacraments there, they're in the service industry. A few of them have restaurants in the area, small businesses. And as you know, when the pandemic began, a lot of that was shut down. A lot of that was closed. And so our regular revenue that normally comes in on Sundays was pretty much came down to trickles. Pretty much, we were struggling. We were struggling financially a lot. And there was a lot of anxiety and fear in me. A lot of trembling. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? What's going to happen? And we're still there. And we were actually semi-open throughout the pandemic because we have an outreach center that is in partnership with the regional food bank, with the LA Food Bank, that serves the people that are food insecure in our area, which are mostly seniors and people on fixed incomes. And so we stay partially opened, and as we've returned and as we've gathered again to celebrate the sacraments, I can't help it but be able to see the God that steps into the void, into the gap, to provide what is needed. And, you know, throughout that time, it was actually a lifeline that was sort of extended to us by Together in Mission. And so, on behalf of my community, the community of St. Agnes, I want to say thank you to you and to the people of God in the Archdiocese that step into the gap with God, because we're in the same boat, and give so generously. And lastly, my prayer is that as the Commitment Sunday, which will be happening in a couple of weeks, comes around, that you continue to support that great work that Together in Mission does in the many parishes and schools in our archdiocese, and to remember that it's not just that Jesus gets into our boats, into our lives, it's that we also get into His. And while we are in His, we do it together. And we serve and we love each other, but most of all, we trust Him when He tells us to go back into the waters, into the deep, and to trust that He'll be there with us. Not just with our own resources, with our own skills, but we bring all of those along. But because He's there, filling in those voids that are left behind by our human frailty. So, once again, thank you very much, my dear brothers and sisters, and God bless you.